Okay, yes, yeah, so that's important. In other words, Sarah Robinson, who's been a member of this shiur, unfortunately she hasn't been able to be here the last few weeks. She just got up from Shiva this morning, I believe. So we'll dedicate part of the shiur. She got up yesterday. And so we'll dedicate part of the shiur in memory of her father, Mr. Morris Robinson, Zichrono Levracha. Moshe Nachum ben Chaya Liba V'Yakov Robinson. Just a rego achas. Sarah's parents once joined us for a Shabbos meal, so I got to know her father a teeny bit. Her father was a Chozer B'Tshuva, and he actually had framed and hanging on his wall at home his acceptance letter to the Gush, meaning that later in life he decided to apply and learn in Gush. Sarah actually posted some nice pictures of when she was in Migdal Oz. Her father came to learn with her. So Torah was very dear to him, and our learning tonight should be Le'ilei Nishmatel. Okay, so Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is this interesting daf, because Gimel Amud Aleph, as we pointed out last time, is really based on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Chav Ches Amud Aleph has a machlokas about if someone is sitting Rosh Ovru Bo Basukah B'Shulchano B'Toch HaBayit, the fellow is sitting, his body is in the sukkah, but his table is in the house. So Beis Shammai says it's no good, and Beis Hillel says it is good, and they try to bring the proof that once upon a time, this fellow Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni was sitting, and in that way, he was sitting, that was, his table was in the house, and no one said anything. So you see, like, Beis Hillel. You see, that's correct. So Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? No, they did say something. They said, Im kein ha'yisa noheg l'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If this is what you did, you never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, there are a few points to be made about this sugya, but just let's talk about this case of l'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, which is the way the Mishnah has it on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. When Tosfos quotes this case of Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni, so Tosfos adds one word to the Mishnah on Chav Ches that we don't have on Chav Ches. Okay? So you could look at in the Tosfos where he quotes Brechos Daf Yud Aleph. That's where the crux of Tosfos really begins. Ve'al Masha Pasak Bahach Dahacha kebeit Shammai. Ein lahakshot mehadam rinam pak de brachos damar Rav Yosef. Asa kedivay beit Shammai lo asa klum. Umay siraya meahi milsa de suka. Maisa Rav Yochanan ben Chorni shechala. Right. In other words, Tosfos adds the word that he got sick. That is not in the Mishnah. And that actually, again, this is an aside, it's not really connected to the rest of the shiur tonight, but it's actually a difficult word to add to the Mishnah, because we know that a chola is pater from a sukkah. So what's going on here? So if Yochanan ben Chorni is sitting and his table's in the house, so they say, oh, you're not yotim, it's a sukkah. Whoopity-doo-da. Like, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. He's ill. So the Aruch Lanier is bothered by this kasha. And the Aruch Lanier suggests that maybe this can explain the extra verbiage in the Mishnah. In other words, Beit Shammai says that in fact they did say something to Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni. They said, Im kein hayita noheg, lo kiyamta mitzvah tzuka miyamecha. What does that mean? That you never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah your entire life? Right? What does that mean? So yeah, you get an impression he did this all the time. And you get an impression that even though right now it doesn't matter, because right now you're sick, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni is chala, the way Tosfos has the girsa, but the fact that the way Beis Shammai learns it, or the way Tosfos is reading it into the Mishnah on Chav Ches within Beis Shammai, Tosfos is saying is that Im kein ha'yisa noheg, if this is what you always did, you never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. right now you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah, because right now you're sick. But if this is your practice, that you sit with the table in the house, so what emerges is that you never fulfill the mitzvah sukkah. Right? That's the way the Aruch Maner doctors it up. That's an aside. It's interesting. Now we got to get our hands dirty in this sugya. Okay, ladies. The Gemara has a discussion about whether Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are disputing a case of Sukkah Gedola or Sukkah Ktana. Right? Sukkah Gedola means a large sukkah, which of course means anything more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and Sukkah Ktana means a tiny little sukkah. And ultimately, what does the Gemara say? Both. Right? The Gemara says that the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is both by Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Ketana. We get to this point that the Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel is both by Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Ketana by invoking two brisas. No? We have the Mishnah on Chaf Ches that is speaking about someone who is sitting in the sukkah and the table is in the house. The Gemara says that the Mishnah on Chaf Ches has a lashon of Beit Shammai poslin uBeit Hillel machshirin. The Gemara says, why do you have that lashon of poslin uMachshirin? Right, it's like a funny language. We should say yatsa or lo yatsa. And of course, the expression should be machzeket or not machzeket, etc. The Gemara, right? So the Gemara says that we have the Mishnah on Chaf Ches, and then we have two braises. And the Mishnah on Chaf Ches is talking about a sukkah gedola, but the braises are speaking about sukkah ketana, because the braises have the lashon machzekes and not machzekes, correct? Okay, everything is grand, but I got one problem. Let's read these braises carefully, and tell me if you see the words Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel in these braises. Did anyone notice that? Like, the Gemara is like throwing us a red herring, right? Is that an expression? I don't know. But it doesn't make sense. Like, we're trying to say, I have a braisa, and the braisa tells me, obviously, two braises, right? One is Beit Shammai, one's Beit Hillel. All is grand. But one second, none of them say Beit Shammai, doesn't say Beit Hillel. Maybe it's a machlokas between two other Tanoim. Why is it that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are presumed to be the author of these two braises? That's one question, which I want you to jot down, file it away, and hopefully we'll get back to it in a few minutes. Good? Now, let's get our hands dirty. Tosfos. So Tosfos has two halves. The first half of Tosfos is not as relevant for us. The first half of Tosfos basically says that there are six times in Shas I paskin like Beit Shammai. It comes from the Seder Reb Amram Gon. I think last time we mentioned the Seder Reb Amram Gon is like the earliest Siddur that was written. It's a tshuva that they asked Reb Amram Gon about the 100 brachas, and he like tells you those 100 brachas and gives some sort of sequence of prayer. Wonderful. Six cases we pass in like Beit Shammai. But then Taisvis at the end quotes this Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph. Let's pick up from that point in Tosfos, Va'almasha Pasak. Right? It says like Daf Yud Aleph, so it's two lines above that. Va'almasha Pasak v'hachto hacha k'Beit Shammai. Our Gemara paskins like Beit Shammai. Right? The Gemara says, are you going like Beit Shammai? And the Gemara says, who else would I be going according to? Ella, come on, right? So it's clear from this Gemara we paskin like Beit Shammai. So Taisa says, well, one second. In the Hakshos, from the Gemara in the first pack of Brachas, the Amar Rav Yosef, also Kedivre Beit Shammai, lo asav lo klum. Right? There's a machlokas there between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about what is the posture that one should accept when he or she is saying Kriya Shema? Is the posture that at night you should be lying down and during the day you should be standing? That's Beit Shammai's position. And Beit Hillel's position is basically, no, do whatever you want. Be relaxed. Have a good time. Chill out. Kriya Shema, it's awesome. That's Beit Hillel. So the Gemara says that if you do like Beit Shammai, lo asav lo klum. You don't do anything. You're not Yotzei. Umaisi raya me'ahi milsa disukka. The proof that we bring of lo asav lo klum, that expression, and the proof is from the case of sukkah, of ma'isa b'Rav Yochanan Achorni shechala, right, we spoke about that word, v'ol v'zikne b'chan v'zikne b'toa v'akro, mitzor sh'yoshev, rosh avruba basuka, v'zikon b'secha b'ayis, amelo zikne b'chamai, im kena yisa noheg ko yamecha, lo kiyamta mitzah sukkah ko yamecha. It's interesting, actually, the way Tysus has it. I didn't notice this until right now. The word ko yamecha appears twice, which actually fits in very beautifully with what we just said before, no? Im kein ha-yisa noe ko yamecha, if you did this your entire life, that you always sat right with your table in the house, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah ko yamecha. Umaskinan hasam. And the Gemara concludes that no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni is correct. Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni is correct. So Tosfos is really bothered by one second. Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni is correct. That's against Beit Shammai. And over here we're saying that we paskin like Beit Shammai. That's Tosfos' question, no? The Gemara in Brachas says, effectively, Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni is correct. But that seems to be so ser our Gemara that says that we paskin like Beit Shammai. So Tosfos answers, Dahahi plukta besuka gedola, kidemaskin and the betarta pligi, bahahi halacha kebeis hillel, abahocha besuka kitana, ubeha halacha kebeis shammai. Zuck Tosfos, we paskin like Beis Shammai, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, because, right, this is like Brisker 101, they're tzvei dinim, they're suka gedola and Sukkah Katana. The Gemara in Brachos that says that I paskin like Beis Hillel, which means I paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Chorni, Rabbi Yochanan HaChorni, whatever his name is. So that's talking about a Sukkah Gedola. Our Gemara that paskins like Beis Shammai is talking about a Sukkah Katana. Period, comma, semicolon, stop. Tosfos is saying, there are two separate sugyas. In Brachos, we're talking about Sukkah Gedola. By Sukkah Gedola, we paskin like Beis Hillel. By Sukkah Katana, we paskin like Beis Shammai. Now, how do I know that there's two separate sugyas?
Language.
What?
Language.
The language. Tifarshi?
Was it about like the
So yeah, the Gemara said the language of, I don't know if this is what you're referring to, Ya'el, the language of Machseket, Ve'ina Machseket, etc., right? So that's all in the Gemara. But Tosfos is saying more than that, right? Our Gemara says, the Sukkah Gedola, the Sukkah Katana, and our Gemara speaks, at least with respect to Sukkah Gedola, about a concern of Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. Am I worried that an individual be drawn after his table? That's Gimel Amid Aleph. However, if you look at Zayin Amid Beis, you see a totally different take on this dispute. Zayin Amid Beis, it's around halfway through the page. Amar Abaye. If you remember, on Beis Amid Aleph, we learned that a sukkah over 20 amos is not kosher. And the reason why it's not kosher, there are three shitos. One shita is because it's diras keva, and that's rava, and the sukkah has to be diras aroi. Amar Abaye, you have it? Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Abaye, Rebbe, Reb Yashia, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Ubeit Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, Va'acherim. That's what, seven names? Kulos Rilu Suka Diras Keva Beinan. We have like seven names. Included in those seven names is Beit Shammai. Okay, that's what's relevant for us. And all of these seven names, Rabbi, Rabbi Yashia, Rabbi Yehuda, Shim, blah, 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 they all hold Sukkah's Diras Keva. What's the Beit Shammai? Skip like five lines. Beit Shammai Ditznan. Misha Yerosha Ruba B'sukkah B'shulchan B'sukkah B'ayis. Mishai Posen B'sil Machshirin. In other words, the Beit Shammai says that it's puzzle if you are Rosh of Ruba B'sukkah B'shulchan B'sukkah B'ayis. The Gemara is saying that the reason why Beit Shammai says it's puzzle is because Sukkah has to be Diras Keva. What does Diras Keva mean? It means the place where you really can live, apparently. And if it's so squished, if it's a small Sukkah that's mamish squished, and so squished that your table has to be in the house, so that is not a Diras Keva, you can't live there normally. Nachon? So the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis is saying a different reason than the Gemara on Gimel Aleph says. The Gemara on Gimel Aleph says that according to Beis Shammai, the reason why I'm not Yotzei is Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. I'll be drawn after my table. My table's over here, right? I'll be drawn after my table. But the Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis is saying that the reason why Beis Shammai says it's puzzle is because you need Diras Keva. And you can't live in such a small sukkah. It's not, it gets hot in here, no? But you can't live in such a small, I learned one zman in the Mir Yeshiva when I first got married, on like a whim. We decided to go to Israel. My wife was studying German in the Goethe Institute, and like I decided to learn in the Mir. Don't ask, totally random. So the rule in the Mir was that the Rebbeim had to wear their jackets when they said shir. But I, at that time, was going to Rabbi Asher Arieli. Rabbi Asher Arieli wasn't yet officially a Rebbe in the Mir. He had the largest shir like in the planet. He had like 200 guys in his shir. But he wasn't a Rebbe, so he bedavka took off his jacket when he said shir to show that he's not a Rebbe. It's whatever, the yeshivish people have lots of rules. But that's a different story. Now, the point is, the Gemara Daf Gimel Aleph says that the concern is Shemi Yimashech Achar Shulchano. But the Gemara Zayin Amid Beis, explaining the same Beis Shammai, says a very different reason. The Gemara says that it has to be Diras Keva. So this is proof for Tosfos. There are two separate sugyas. There's a sugya of Sukkah Gedola and a sugya of Sukkah Kitana. Sukkah Gedola, there's a concern Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. Sukkah Kitana is a din of Diras Keva. And you know what's interesting? The psak splits according to Tosfos. By Sukkah Gedola, I paskin like Beis Hillel. I'm not worried Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. By Sukkah Kitana, I paskin like Beit Shammai. That is Judaism as understood by Tosfos. Good? Two separate sugyas. It's funny. Like, I shouldn't say funny. Like, extremely suggestive. Strange that Tosfos does not invoke that Gemara on Zayin Amid Beis, which would be exactly the best proof on the planet for Tosfos. But let's leave that for later. Now, who argues on Tosfos? The Rif, Rabbi Isaac Alfasi. So the Rif writes, I mean, you could see the Rif actually in two places. The Rif is in our sugya, I think it's on Daf Dalet, Bedape HaRif. He has, on Daf Dalet Amar Af, Bedape HaRif, he has it, but he has it even more clearly on Yud Gimel Amar Af, Bedape HaRif. Right? the riff pages. May I speak about Daf Erev? It's like the riff pages in the back of the Gemara. So the on Yud Beis Amud Beis Kum Gav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the riff quotes. That the riff quotes our Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha Tzricha Shetehei Machseket Kedei Rosh Av Rubo B'Shulchano. Amar Leya Rabbi Abba Keman Kebeit Shammai. Ela Keman. Right? You have the. Hey, you have the riff. You probably have it in the back of your Gemara also, but you could look on it, right? Ela Keman. Of course, I go like Beis Shammai. Ikad Ami Amalei Reb Abba Damar Lachmani Beis Shammai Hiv Lo Tosas Mina Masu Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ma'ad Besukik Tana Pligi Besukik Doila Blah Blah. Right? He just quotes our whole sugya. Ve'asikna. Ve'asikna is again. It's like four lines before the lines get wide in the riff. Asikna means this is the maskana. This is the conclusion. Debatarta pligi, pligi besuka gedola, upligi besuka katana, vichasuri mechser of a hachiktani, misha yerosha veruba besuka shokhan besuka bais, besham amen lo yotza, besham amen yotza, besham achsekis rosha veruba shokhan, besham posim besham achshirin, vihalocha ke bais shamai betarvaihu, dechad taima ninhu. But it says the riff. Halacha ki beis shamai bitarvayhu. I paskin like beis shamai both by sukkah gedola and by sukkah ketana. Dechad taima ninhu. Because it's the same svara in both cases. You seem very... You're happy. Oh. That's good. Torah's supposed to make us happy.
Well, I like it that they're completely opposite.
What? It's totally opposite. Yes, Tosfos is saying like two totally different sugyas, and like, oh, over here I pass it beis, oh, here I pass it beis shamai, and all is grand. The Rif says, no, we pass it beis shamai in both cases. Why? Chad time and ninhu. It's the same svara in both cases. Huh? Dude, what's going on? Not the same svara. Two different sugyas. Right? You skipped Av Zayin. So, the Rishonim work very hard. Did any of you have a chance to read the Ran on the Rif? Okay, so just Arego Achat, only Tanya was able to read the Ran, the others didn't. But the Ran basically says, you know what? Abaye, who said that Beis Shammai is part of the Diras Keva group, Abaye is disagreeing with our Gemara. Abaye himself will not paskin like Beit Shammai. But we hold that the reason for Beit Shammai is not like Abaye said of Diras Keva, but rather the reason for Beit Shammai is Shema Yimashech Acha Shulchano. In other words, according to the Rif, the same Svara applies in both cases. Both by Sukkah Gedola, I'm worried that if my table's in the house, maybe I'll be drawn after my table. And by sukkah ketana, if anything, the concern is more real. My sukkah is so small, I don't have room for my table. So I'll be drawn after my table. Says the Rif, chad taima ninhu. It's the same svara. I, Abaye, said it's a different svara. Forget about Abaye. That's basically, if you read the Ran, he has like two slightly different reasons why I should forget about Abaye, but effectively forget Abaye. Ignore Daf Zayin. The Rif is saying there is the same Svara in both cases. That Svara is Shema Yimashech Acha Shochano. And since I'm passing like Beit Shammai by Sukkah Ketana, so I pass like Beit Shammai by Sukkah Gedola. It's all the same thing. And that's it. In both cases, I pass like Beit Shammai. That's the riff. Good? Now.
Good in that we understand it, not good in that it doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
I mean, how can we pass that? I just don't understand it. We just said in Brachos that Rabbi Yochanan went against Beit Shammai.
Yeah, so the Gemara in Bracha says that Rabbi Yochanan Hachorni is right, apparently.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really mean that Rabbi Yochanan Hachorni is right. You see, if you look at Rashi there in Brachos Taf Yud Aleph, Rashi says, Well, what we're trying to prove is that if you go like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel say you're not Yotze at all. If you go like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai say you're not Yotze at all. So we're kind of like flipping and reversing. Right? It doesn't really mean that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan and Achurni. It just means that the harsh language that people are using, you know, like politics, right? The harsh language that people are using, they mean it. That's basically, I think that's what the riff will do with that Gemara. But the riff is basically paskinic. In both cases, like Beit Shammai. Both by Sukkah Gedola and by Sukkah Katana. Okay, now, we'll just make two ha'aros over here. Two brief ha'aros. One, maybe three if you're going to go. Ha'ara number one. We began with like a diuk in the Gemara that the Gemara brings down these braisas. And it says, oh, one is Beis Shammai, one is Beis Hillel. Remember? Mm-hmm. And we ask, like, what the heck? It doesn't say Beis Shammai, it doesn't say Beis Hillel. Why are you imputing Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it doesn't, right? So how would the Riff answer that question? The Riff would say, very beautiful. Riff said, of course, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Because you're talking Sukkah Gedola, Sukkah Katan, it's the same svara in both cases. This svara is, am I worried Shema Yimashi Shachar Shochano? And the names I have attached to that on the Chof Chesu, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So therefore, in the Braisa, where I have the same concern, that's talking about a Sukkah Katana, and the concern is, according to the Riff, the same thing, Shema Yimashi Shachar Shochano, so I'll just assume naturally that it is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because it's the same svara in both cases. According to Tosis, our question is still a very strong question. According to Tosis, I have no idea when we invoke these braises, right, how we're saying, oh, one brais is Beis Shammai, one Beis Hillel. We don't see any names. Maybe one is Ubrin, another one is Humphrey. I don't know. But according to the Riff, it's beautiful. Because according to the Riff, this same svara by Sukkah Gedola is the svara by Sukkah Katana. In both cases, I'm like, Shema Yimashi Chacha Shulchano. And therefore, since I'm worried, Shema Yimashich Achar Shulchano, therefore I'll say Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because they are the players in this machlokis of Shema Yimashich Achar Shulchano. That's the first ha'ara. Second ha'ara, I don't know if I'm going to get to that Ramah in Taf Resh Mem Sif Dalet. Let me think about it for a second. Okay. Second ha'ara. Is there any nafgamina between the Riff and between the Riff and the Taisus? Now, of course, there is a big nafkamina, whether by Sukkah Gedola I paskin Shema Yimashich Achar Shulchano, right? The Tosus is saying that by Sukkah Gedola we hold like Beis Hillel, by Sukkah Katana I hold like Beis Shammai. That's Tosus. And the Riff says that in both cases I paskin like Beis Shammai. That's one point. But there could be another nafkamina as well, which Reb Kiva Eger points out. One second. Let's say I'm sitting in a small sukkah, and my table is in a big sukkah. Am I yotzei the mitzvah sukkah in that case?
They're not in the same sukkah.
There are two different sukkahs, right? You have, you know, like sometimes you have like in a funeral home where there's like a kohen room, so there's like a little crack in the ceiling, you know? So you have, I'm sitting in sukkah one, and my table's in sukkah two. Sukkah one's a tiny little table.
I could have held a table in there, it's just not in there.
But the sukkah one is a sukkah katana, meaning it is not 7 by 7, right?
So it's not
machsekes
shulchan.
It's not machsekes shulchan. But my shulchan is in a different sukkah. Right? So, I mean, one would say, one second, what could be the problem?
If you fall on the table, you'll be okay.
What?
No, both are not, wouldn't be okay.
Why?
My sukkah itself is not Diras Keva, just because that sukkah might be.
My sukkah, where I'm sitting, it's not Diras Keva. Where I'm sitting, it's Pasul.
Yeah, and also, even if, and also my sukkah.
But my table's in the kosher area.
Why is it a kosher area? The table's in an area that is kosher, but it's not mine.
I don't know if you have to own your sukkah.
Well, I mean, it's not my. When I say it's not mine, I mean it's not
where you are.
It's not where I am. It's in a separate entity.
Okay.
No, but that's the whole point.
But let's go slowly. If the concern is Shema Yimashech HaShulchano.
Ah, then it won't.
So in this case, so what are you worried about? Right? Maybe you'll be drawn after your table. But you're still Yotze. My table's in the kosher area. So I'm Yotze anyway. Rachel, you seem a little perplexed.
I guess so. I was actually thinking about this after last year, and I guess this comes down to what exactly is this sukkah katana or katania that we're talking about beforehand. And I don't know if I guess when you're saying like sukkah katana right now, is that like same parallel situation as the katania? So are those katania, like those cubicles, do they have their own slach?
I mean, there is schach on top of them. There's schach on top of everything. But it's a separate room. I mean, again, like I thought of it like cubicles in an office. And here also, let's say there's one.
Like, I was just wondering if, like,
There's a tiny break between the schach. In this case, there's a tiny break between the schachs.
Okay.
Or else it would all be the same sukkah. That's your question.
Right. I was wondering, like, is this literally, like, all the same sukkah? Is it one sukkah under the next? Name an issue, like, layered slach? Like, is it, like, an issue that there's so much space between the walls and the slach? Like, there just seem to be so many issues that...
I mean, I agree. There's a lot of issues. And I'm
kind of made me, like, doubt how this could be used for such a proof back with Hellenic sukkah. Just because there seem to be so many holes in it, but I guess that's a conversation.
You didn't mean that, right?
No pun intended.
So I think we have to say there's some sort of... It's two separate sukkahs, right? And again, how I can construct two separate sukkahs in such close succession, right, in such a small area is an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
But let's assume, however we get there, we got there.
Sukkahs?
What?
Are they effectively adjacent or effectively overlapping?
I think they are effectively adjacent.
Okay, so it's not like Hellenic sukkah, which is inside.
Correct. Hellenic sukkah is like one large room with like lots of cubicles. Over here, there's a tiny gap between the two sukkahs.
Let's go.
Well, I'm just thinking of last week when we said if there's a corner, I don't know where we saw that.
Yeah, we had that Mug and Avram.
But if there's a corner that doesn't have Zion, so I feel like that's kind of like a big corner. And also, how is it Dira if only his head is in the
sukkah? Well, he's Rosh Ovarubo in this tiny sukkah.
Which is not a sukkah.
Which is tiny, but right? Less than 7 by 7.
Less than 7 by 7,
therefore,
does it
qualify?
Okay. And... I think you're making an assumption with those words, but let's assume what you're saying. And his head is drawn into the larger sukkah where his table is.
It's Rosh of Shulchano. Before we had Rosh of Rubo and not Shulchano. Here we have Rosh of Shulchano.
No, again, he's Rosh of Rubo. His Shulchan is in the large sukkah. He is Rosh of Rubo in the tiny sukkah.
His Rosh has to be in the Shulchan.
Why?
He's
sitting over here, but his table's over there. If he wants, he could take the food off the table and eat it like a sandwich.
I'm missing this. Like, why would it be okay? Like, I'm not.
So why would it be okay? I'll tell you why it would be okay. Because what am I worried about? In our Gemara, our concern is Shem Yimashech HaShulchano, that maybe I'll end up bending over into the where my table is. But over here, if I bend over to where my table is, I'm inside a sukkah.
Doesn't this go back to your chavsa and gavra nuance?
Doesn't it what?
That this would then go back to if we're saying that this is between the chavsa or the gavra? Because if it's just on the gavra, you know, His head's in a sukkah. His table's in a sukkah. And so is his body. So check. You know, it's kosher. But if it's about the sukkah itself, then it's lacking in the sukkah that there's no space.
Good.
The sukkah,
in other words,
it's in a different sukkah.
Excellent. According to the Rif, the psul is on the gavra, right? That the sukkah, the Rif is worried that in both cases, maybe he'll be drawn after the table, right? It's a concern on the gavra, the way you're saying it. Therefore, in a case where if the gavra's drawn, he's going to end up in the sukkah, it should be kosher, according to the Rif. But according to Tosfos, the case of a sukkah ketana is not a din on the gavra, it's a psul on the chefts of the sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
According to Tosis, a sukkah ketana case is not a sukkah at all, which is the way Tanya was using the words. It's not a sukkah at all, and if I'm not in a sukkah at all, so I'm not yotze. My table's in a kosher sukkah, who cares? But you're in a puzzle sukkah. You're not in a sukkah. Right, so a creative nafgamina between Tosis and the Rif would be this scenario that Rebbe Kiva Eger constructed: when my table is in the large sukkah, but I am in the small sukkah. You seem bothered by something. I'm looking for smiles. Okay. So that's the. That's the beginning of the presentation. Now, I want to just talk about the end of the Tosis also. Mihu shmeitzen dehasam tema. You see it? Mihu shmeitzen dehasam tema. That Gemara in Brachas is difficult. Hechi diyek mina de'asa kebeishama le'asa v'loi klum. Diraya de'maisi ba'asa kebeish hillel mairi. Right? I think Yael asked this question a few minutes ago. Right? The Gemara says, "Oh, also kibei shama, you didn't do anything." But one second, we're proving for Rabbi Yochanan Hachorni. Rabbi Yochanan Hachorni was also kibei Hillel. He is sitting, right, with the table outside, and he's sitting inside. Va'od v'chitzarich raya alze heched alochik kibei Hillel shemasa kibei shama ilo also v'lo klum. Why do you need any proof? Of course, there are Judaism. If you hold like Beis Shammai, we pass like Beis Hillel usually. So if you go like Beis Shammai, lo asav lo klum. V'tzarech lo matosis answers. The itzrich hasam le'isuye. Hecha de Beis Hillel machmirim midrabonon. U Beis Shammai mukmila adoiraisa v'lo gazrinon. Im osa kedivri Beis Shammai. Lo yatsa yedei chovaso afilu de oraisa. Kida ashuchan de beishamai, hecha de yosef apischadim talauta, de gaz yisham yimashecha chashuchano, veka ami lo kiyamta mitzah sukkah miyamecha, da afil mid oraisa lo kiyim, umid de beishamai nishma le beis hilal. Tosis is saying, like, I don't want to use this word, but I have no better word. It's a convoluted Gemara. Tosis is saying. Meaning, the Gemara over there speaks about a case where he's also kibes Hillel. But what we're really trying to prove is as follows. Just like according to Beis Shammai, when they make this gezeira of Shema Yimashech, or whatever it is, so you do not fulfill the mitzvah at all, so also in the situation where Beis Hillel would be machmir, if you do not do their chumrah, you are not yotze the mitzvah at all. Let's pause. Tosis is saying, okay, let's just say it in the Beis Shammai way. According to Beis Shammai, min ha-toira, if my table is in the house and I'm in the sukkah, do I get the mitzvah d'oraisa? What would you say? Probably. It's a gezeira shema yimashech. It's a gezeira, maybe I'll be drawn after. But do I fulfill the mitzvah min ha-Torah? Absolutely. That would be the simple reading of Judaism. But Zaktosis, no, that's not correct. Tosis reads Beis Shammai's statement of Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha very, very literally. That what Beit Shammai is saying is, you never got the mitzvah at all. You're not even yotzei min haTorah. If you sit in the sukkah and your table's in the house, you are not even yotzei min haTorah. The rabbis are telling you, right? Talk about like abuse of rabbinic power. The rabbis are telling you, hey, you know, we said that you're not supposed to sit in the sukkah like that. And because you're doing that, we are going to take away your mitzvah min haTorah. Is that, that's exactly what Tosa says, no? Elo yotze yidechavaso afil doiraisa. Just like according to Beis Shammai, where you're sitting at the door to the sukkah, and they make a gezeira, Shema Yimashech HaShulchano, V'ka'amri lo kiyamta mitzvahs sukkah mi yamecha da'afilu mi da'iraisa lo kiyem. The gezeira d'Rabbanan, according to Beit Shammai, takes my entire mitzvah min haTorah and says it doesn't exist. Just like the rabbis are able to say, don't do mitzvos. No? First day of Sukkot is on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, don't shake the lulav. We're worried that you're going to carry. They take away a mitzvah. Zok Taisvis, in a case where your table is in the house, the rabbis take away your mitzvah. And min haTorah, you're not even yotzei. They have the ability to say, you do not get a mitzvah d'oraisa. This, ladies, is a collector's item. let me just tell you, let me give you some stories. Stories. Tuf Resh Pei Aleph is 1921, no? Tuf Resh Pei Aleph, again, 681 plus 1240 is 1921. So 1921, so Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And there was a Jew in the old city of Yerushalayim. He was a colorful character, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger said, you know what? According to some of the Rishonim, in the old city of Yerushalayim, the mitzvah of shofar is going to be Do'iraisa, and when you have a Beis Din present, you have to blow anyway. So he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together a Beis Din, the old city of Yerushalayim, and we're going to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. This was like his thing. And obviously, it became like a big cause celeb, and some of the poskim were saying, you know what, he is off his rocker. I mean, I think everyone felt he was off his rocker, but some of the poskim were saying, you know what, maybe we should try to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar and hide behind the wall when he's going to blow, and we'll get the mitzvah. Apparently, Rav Kook's father-in-law, the Aderet, wanted to do this. The Aderet wanted to go and hear Rabbi Akiva, what's his name, Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, in his Sefer Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash, his like 3 volumes about Yerushalayim. So he tells this whole story. 1921, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger blows the shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. And the pilpul that they had was about this Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that the rabbis have the right to say that you're not even yotzei min haTorah. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, you're not accomplishing anything, because once the rabbis say you don't blow shofar, you're not going to be yotzei, like Tosfos writes in Daf Gimel and Sukkah. That the Chachamim are taking away the mitzvah min haTorah. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, I think I gave this to you in the Maror Mekomos. So Minchas Chinuch writes that, you know, we have a text for Kiddush that we say Friday night. Is the Chevra okay if we go 5 more minutes? Right. So we have a text for Kiddush that we say. Chazal had a specific text. Me'ikar hadin, min haTorah. All you have to do in Kiddush is note that Shabbos is different than all other days. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. But we have a specific text that we use. Says the Minchas Chinuch, once the rabbis instituted a text, maybe if a person goes and composes his or her own nusach of Kiddush, even if it will fulfill all of the absolute requirements, but maybe you don't get the mitzvah min ha-Torah, just like Tosfos writes in Sukkah, Daf Gimel. Because once the rabbis say to do something one way, if you do it differently, you're not yotze. The rabbis uproot your mitzvah. They take it away. So there's probably dozens of other examples of this. But what we have to do, I think, is try to limit Tosfos to this case and this case only. Even Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger's case, one could argue that Rav Kook's father-in-law is right, and this Tosfos is not applicable. Certainly in the Minchas Chinuch's case, the Tosfos is not applicable. Does anyone want to plug it in? What's the difference between our Tosfos's scenario? Again, in our Tosfos, you have Beis Shammai saying that a person who sits Rosho Verubo in the Sukkah, the Shochan is Besoch HaBayis. Tosfos reads that to mean that even Min HaTorah, you don't get the Mitzvah Sukkah. That's fighting words. So if that would be correct, so Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is wasting his time. But maybe there's room to distinguish. Anyone want to try to think of distinctions? Hi, Hannah.
Well, in this situation in Sukkah, so the problem that you're going to come across if you are follow your table is that you won't be in the Sukkah at all, that you won't be doing anything. The problem would be that you wouldn't be doing anything. Whereas in the case of the Shofar, you would definitely be doing the right thing. It's just you might come to carry on the way. But that doesn't matter once you're already
doing it. In other words, excellent, right? Gevaldik. If the Chachamim are making an enactment to protect the mitzvah of Sukkah, all of the halachos that I'm dealing with on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph are halachos in Sukkah. So then I could say, you know what? Because of their ability to make gezeiros within the mitzvah of Sukkah, they could also say that you don't get in the mitzvah of Sukkah in that case. But in the case of the shofar, they're making a gezeira based on Hilchos Shabbos. Not, right? It's not in Hilchos Shofar, it's in Hilchos Shabbos. So one could say that a gezeira in Hilchos Shabbos can't uproot something in Hilchos Shofar. Of course, in the Minchas Chinuch's case also. The Minchas Chinuch's case, so it's not a gezeira at all. I could say that if the Chachamim make a gezeira, they say, don't do this. So they need to put some teeth into their gezeira. They say, don't do this, and if you do this, you won't even get the mitzvah min haTorah. Ha, ha, ha. Right? That's what our Tosfos is saying. The Minchas Chinuch's case, there's no gezeira at all. They're not saying, don't do this. They put together a nusach. They put together a text to Kiddush. If you, right, change the text a little bit, okay, big whoop. They're not saying, don't do something. It's not a gezeira. It's just a takana. Right, gezeiros and takanas, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, are gezeiros are mitzvos lo sase midrabanan, and takanas are mitzvos sase midrabanan. No? By tekiyah shofar, by kiddush, there's no mitzvah loisa say midrabon, and they're not saying don't do this. They're just saying do this. It's a takana, not a gezera. Okay, so again, so we have this Tosfos. It's a collector's item. It's a collector's item. Tosfos says that if you sit in the sukkah and your table's in the house, you don't even get the mitzvah min ha-Torah. Let's just finish off. Turn back to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the Rif, and let's read like two lines in the Ran. Let's just read the last Ran on Yud Beis Amud Beis. From the Mishnah, Misha Yerosh Avruva Besukah V'Shulchan B'Soich Habayis B'Shai Posen Beis Amach Shirim V'Gomer Mafash B'Mai Pliki. Thank you. Amrulo Imkain Ha'Yisa Noeg Lo Ki Yamtim Mitzvah Miyamecha. Zuck the Ran, lav dafka. It doesn't mean that you never get in the mitzvah sukkah. Doha midrabanan, hu de mitzvah. Shema yimashaychacha shochano. It doesn't mean that you don't get in the mitzvah of sukkah at all, because it's just a dindrabanan that you might be drawing after your table. Shall I wait till you find the place, Tanya?
That's okay. I'm listening. Thank you.
The Ran is saying it doesn't mean that you're not yotzei min ha'Torah. It didn't drop on none. Elo hachi kamar lo kiyamta mitzvah suka kira'uy ukiratzon chachamim. Of course you're yotzei the mitzvah min ha'Torah, but you know what? We're giving you like a little patch. You're not doing the mitzvah properly because we don't want you to do the mitzvah this way. We don't want you to do the mitzvah in a way that the table's in the house. So if you did it that way, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha doesn't mean that you never got the mitzvah. It doesn't mean what Tosva said, but it means you didn't get the mitzvah in the best way. Ukedetnan in perek arve psachin mishal amar shlosha dvarim elu ba'pesach lo yatsa yidei v'chad. Yidei chovaso kelomar shelo kiyem mitzvasan karaoi.
Karaoi.
Right, when I say that if I don't say Pesach Matzah Mar at the Seder, I don't get the mitzvah. Lo yotzei yidei chovaso. Suck the Ran, that doesn't mean you don't get the mitzvah. Of course you get the mitzvah. It just means you don't get the mitzvah in the best way. You don't get the mitzvah karaoi. And the Ran is saying the same idea over here. The idea over here is im kena yisa noeg lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, meaning you didn't get the mitzvah of sukkah in the best way. But of course you get the mitzvah. Against Isis. Now, the Ran is taking a little bit of a stand. There's a discussion Rav Soloveitchik has in his Haggadah, a whole essay about this as well. When I say, if you don't say these three things on Pesach, Pesach Matzah Marah, so, lo yotzei yidei chovaso, does that mean I don't get the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or I don't get the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Marah? The impression you get from this Ran is lo kiyem mitzvah tan karaoi. I don't get the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Morah properly. I get the mitzvah.
You get a mitzvah Pesach? That's nice.
What? Well, again. Yitz Hashem. Right? But lo kiyem mitzvah tan karaoi, you don't get their mitzvahs properly. In other words, the Pesach Matzah Amora, that's what the Ran is saying, it's not going on the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If it's going on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, one can make an argument that these are absolute requirements in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you don't get the mitzvah at all. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if you have someone who's like in the kitchen preparing the meal or something, you call them back, right, and you say, Zucked! Pesach Matzah Marah. I remember my grandmother last time. She used to sit with us at the Seder. She was like dozing off all the time. We was like, wake her up. Like, Nana, Pesach Matzah Marah. Some people understand that it's necessary to mamish get the mitzvah. To get the mitzvah Sipur Mitzrayim. The Ran is clearly not saying that. Okay, Chevra. So thank you very much. And we'll go weiter next week, Bezras Hashem.
It's okay if you win.